Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by Harry and Ravs. How are you both doing?
Good.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good. How are you doing, Lydia? You all good?
I'm good, I'm good. Harry, do you feel refreshed? You've just come back from a luxurious breakaway, sunbathing your little tootsies.
Yeah, I do. Although as soon as I came back, the furry episode had to go out. So I had to listen to that again. And do you know what?
I had to relive those memories.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're sorry that was a bit late on YouTube, everyone. Harry was having the time of his life chilling.
Harry was busy.
I love the pictures. Holy crap. They
oh, my God.
Stunning there.
The one of me in the jacuzzi just staring.
The jacuzzi one is very good.
That was
That's
hot
a good
as fuck.
Picture.
That was hot as fuck.
Yeah, it was nice. Very nice and relaxing. Unlike the furry episode, which,
I see you guys had like an infinity pool as well.
It was quite the villa, Ravs. It was quite the villa.
It looked pretty sick.
Harry's bougie.
It was very... It's not my usual holiday. That was quite a treat. It was cool. It's nice. I like Turkey. It's only been to Turkey a couple of times, but it's a nice country. People there are very, very lovely. Hmm. Very welcoming. Very, very warm. So it's good. It's a good place to go. I recommend.
I recommend
Turkey.
I'm glad we got to see the red shorts again. I've been missing them. Been a while.
Good old red shorties.
Red shorties. Cuties.
Yeah. I mean, they are literally swim shorts, so I mean, they're the only pair I own, so it was kind of, I had to wet take them. Good to whip them out, though. How are you guys doing, though? You good? How's England been? Has it been nice?
Well,
has it been fun?
I wasn't in fucking England. I was in bonny old Scotland.
True.
I was back in the motherland recharging my batteries, you know, with fried food and, like, alcohol.
Oh my god, the deep fried pizza that you and Duncan were eating.
I mean, Duncan and Matt eat deep fried pizza. He loved it, but then like immediately like didn't want to admit it was good. So he was like, oh, it was a bit greasy and much, wasn't it? I was like, but you were like basically coming 2 seconds ago.
Not on the pizza.
How was it? Because I think when I spoke to you, you said you've never been that far north in Scotland. Because you were pretty far north.
Yeah, it's the furthest north I've ever been. It was crazy. It was like beautiful. Like, everything was just like by the waterfront. Our hotel was by like a fish processing plant, though. So like you woke up in the morning. And the first smell you got, and like we had to wake up real early, so it was like 9 a.m. We'd had our breakfast at the like dingy little hotel.
Yeah.
We'd go outside, and the first whiff you get is just like dead fish.
Oh, God.
It was just like, the sweet ocean air.
That's fucking gross. How was it? Because you were up there seeing WDC and stuff they're doing with dolphins in the North Sea, right?
Yeah, it was very cool. Like, it's the first time I've had the chance to actually like see some of the good we've done with Jingle Jam and stuff. It was really sick, like, and went out on a boat, which like a rib boat, like
so
a little tiny boat, which I was like, you know, I'm scared of deep ocean water, and I was also scared that I'd be that guy. Yeah, like, you know, there's like crabs and sharks out there and stuff.
Why did you start with crabs? Like,
because I just picture myself like, you know, drowning, and then like a Japanese spider crab is for some reason all the way over here
in Scotland,
and it just grabs me and pulls me to the seafloor and like pinches my flesh.
That's not gonna happen, Ravs. Don't worry. I also was
terrified that I'd be like that guy from You've Been Framed. You know, like anyone who tries to get on a boat at the dock, just like falling in with the life jacket on and shit. I was terrified stepping on the boat. But, oh my God,
I thought this was meant to be like a fun
rush.
Trip. It was so much anxiety.
The anxiety before the boat, and then when I got on the boat, anxiety turned into adrenaline. And now I'm like, the only thing I can think about is getting on a boat and like going into the water.
Perhaps really? You're a man of the sea. Yeah. It's where you feel at home.
I've found my sea legs. Like, I want to get out there. I'm a real seaman now.
He's full of seamen, this man.
I am full of seamen.
Like that pizza we talked about.
Oh, delicious. You should get a houseboat, Ravs. Live your life on the sea.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, going out every now and then, kind of nice.
Yeah. I like being at sea. I like the smell. You know, it's
bracing.
Good. It's just... It feels really exciting. It feels like not our domain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like we had an ice cream by the beach, and like as a tradition, and like just walked around, saw beautiful waves and rivers and stuff. Saw some dolphins, peeped some dolphins, was cute.
Really fucking cool.
Saw seals, which is like one of my favorite animals. Yeah, so that was pretty sick. So it was a good time.
That sounds amazing.
And then I came back to Bristol and it was very warm and I was sad.
Oh, was it chilly? And I'm guessing at the top of Scotland it must have been quite cold.
A little bit, but I actually got sunburned on the boat. The guy was like, yeah, make sure you put on like sun cream. I was like, yeah, whatever, mate. And then like the sun reflecting off the fucking the water cooked me alive.
That's oh my when God. You have to wear sun cream the most, when you're near water.
Yeah, I know.
For fuck's sake. What have you been up to, Lydia? We've been away. We've been gallivanting the world.
Oh, I feel like a boring old Betty right now. You both have been, I don't know, hanging out with turtles and dolphins and giant spider crabs. And I've...
And turkeys.
And what? Turkeys?
Yes.
Yeah, Harry's and Mr. Turkey.
Oh, right, yeah, turkeys. And I have been on the sofa lying vertical for a few days because my tummy hurt.
To be fair, Liz, though, you're usually like Mrs. Worldwide.
Oh, you know,
you're
usually like true. I am
on
Pitbull.
About 900 holidays.
I am Mrs. Pitbull. It is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that awful for you, Lydia. You're constantly going away.
Is your tummy on the mend, though?
It's okay. Thank you for asking, Ravs. It's very kind of you.
Good,
hopefully
good.
This episode will not make me feel ill with the questions we have prepared.
Well, you know what? We've had some great questions, lots of new questions. I think these are all new questions. And there's nothing overtly awful or sexual or deprived.
Nice.
They're just great questions.
Okay.
So shout out to the viewers. They've been sending in some real bangers. Real fucking bangers, these ones. I mean, they're going to be awful now I've said this. I've jinxed it completely.
We did put out the call to arms to, like, you know, give us a little bit of non-cursed questions, please, listeners. And, you know, it sounds like you've answered the call, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you,
like,
Chad.
I think we've had about 4 to 5 episodes where it's just been like, I come on a pizza.
Cob, shit.
My dick is covered in shit. Like,
it's interesting. What we should mention, the amount of furries that have written in, though, as reaction to that pizza episode.
Are we due a furry update episode at some point?
The thing is, there's not much to like. Some of them are very long messages, Ravs, and I gave a couple of them a read. And it's like, I appreciate, I don't think we can really talk about them, but the overwhelming feeling is they don't feel like these people represent them.
Right.
That's good.
I feel like that's fair to voice. Do you know what I mean? It's fair to let them, you know, furry listeners respond and say they think that's fucked up as well.
Yeah.
They don't like that in their community.
That's good.
Okay, that's
honestly
good to hear.
I feel like the furry question almost got overshot last time by the fucking cat question. The poisoning cat question got so much discussion that so many other people have written in about it. Like, people do not want those cats to be murdered.
No.
But also, no one seems to have like a great solution.
The guy
posted
update.
On the Reddit, and someone suggested he gets a geese, which I liked.
Geese, I love that.
Cats hate geese. Like,
oh, really?
They, like, just get super intimidated by geese, which, you know, that's a fun solution. But it seems like a real sticky one. Like, I don't really, no one really had a great solution other than find an animal shelter, but then all animal shelters need to be neutered and stuff.
I was so surprised reading the Reddit thread that some people were just like, cats are vermin. We should get rid of the cats. There were people in that thread that were like, ride or die. They were like, fuck cats, poison them. Oh, I was like, what's wrong with you, man? Like,
Although the guy did make a good point. He said, if I'd done this post and I'd said it was 20 rats that were infesting my garden, you wouldn't think twice to say, well, you know, put traps out.
It'd be your first solution, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I even though I don't think like that, because obviously I'm a massive cat lover, I can see this person's, you know, the issue, because this is vermin that's attacking his like food and his house and stuff.
I feel like that's where it's less of like a physical problem and it's more of a moral
problem. It's a moral thing, like, isn't it?
And I think it's more he needs to just go through the process of accepting that he's probably going to do this thing.
I just like to say I do not agree that you should kill those cats.
I'm not imploring it. I'm not doing it gleefully.
I
just don't see a fucking solution.
No one has an answer.
I'm a full convert to the rat gang now as well. Like I would like don't even poison the rats, man. Like I went to Chew Valley, the animal place recently, and like we got to hold some rats, and I've never held a rat before. I've always loved them, but like got to hold one. It was like running up my arm. One fell asleep in my arm, and one ran up my arm and groomed the back of my head. And I was like, "Oh my god, these are the like cutest little animals."
They're pretty intelligent as well.
Fucking ratatouilles, like pulling at your hair, and you're suddenly making a delicious cuisine.
It literally was. He like ran up the back of my head and was like grooming my hair. Maybe he was trying to like control me.
For fuck's sake.
But yeah, rats are super smart. Like Harry said, like they're like mega intelligent, and so I would be sad for them to be killed as well. But I think it's more the association of rats and disease, which isn't always fair. It's like a thing, obviously, from the plague, even though it was the fleas that had the plague. And we don't associate cats so much with disease. I mean, depending on where they are, I guess, some of them.
We kind of associate them as like kind of proud, clean creatures,
right?
Like they don't have that vermin kind of aesthetic.
Although rats are very clean as well. It's just, you can't help it. There is this
association.
The only
ones you think of are like the,
I like the we're slowly talking ourselves into killing these cats.
New York monster
which
ones,
like,
you know.
Yes, it would be. It is fair. It's a good idea. But yeah, we'll see. I think the guy will give us an update on what his solution is. Because I really hope it isn't. I really hope he finds some way, right, of not having to kill these fucking cats.
Yeah, me
but
too.
It's looking pretty unlikely. Should we do a question?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. Question one. My family members keep on gifting me nice polo shirts and such for my birthday / Christmas, which is a nice gift and all, but the problem is, I just don't like collared polo shirts. I don't like wearing them, and in the end, I just eventually end up donating / giving these shirts away to other people after years of them essentially sitting in a drawer. How can I tell them I don't want these shirts without harming their feelings?
Oh, this is very relatable, I think.
Have you guys experienced something like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And I know someone has also experienced it quite a lot. With me, it wasn't so, it was like, what was it? It was like my dad always used to buy me, I think it was like some kind of like like a scent, like a perfumey thing or something like that. And he would always buy it for me and I hated the smell and I... I didn't know how to tell him that I didn't like it because I didn't want to upset. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I just,
The trouble is if you let it go for a couple years, like, what do you say?
Exactly.
Like, you set a precedent, like.
Then they think like, oh, did you never like it? I think in the end what I did, it's almost like what they say how to like make naughty children not do something in the fact that you should praise their good deeds rather than punish their bad deeds. So I think he'd got me two different scents once and I was like, I really love this one. Like this one is amazing. I think I tried to do it like that and it did work, but obviously that's not the ideal solution because that requires you receiving two things and one of them is liked more than the other one. So that doesn't always work, I guess.
All right, you have experienced it.
Yeah, I've certainly had it, like, being given gifts of, like, clothing that I was just like, I can't ever wear this, mum, and I don't know, or, like, I think my brother might have got me something once as well, that I was just like, I don't think I'll ever wear this, thing you've bought me, and I don't know what the best way to deal with it is. I always just like let it sit in the cupboard. Or next time I tried to be like, what if you bought me this instead?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like it's socially acceptable to kind of throw out a gift preference, right? And be like, I would really like this. Like, I don't feel like that's bad, or I feel like that's fine. Like, I almost like when people come to me and like, this is what I'd like, I was like, well, that's problem solved. I'm just going to get you that. Done. Do you know what I mean? It's like, removes all of the stress of trying to buy someone a gift.
It makes it such a convenience, right? If someone literally tells you what they like and what they want, like, you're just like, oh, wow, you want this thing that you linked to me, and I can click it and I can click buy.
Yeah.
And then it has a gift wrap option and I can just give it to you. I can ship it directly to your house and I don't even need to speak to you. Sounds good.
There's like no stress involved.
Do you reckon, like, the example of like buying Polish, it's like almost for them rather than for you? Do you know what I mean? Is there like, is it some like gift buying of like they don't even think you like it? Cause if you don't even wear them, why do they think you're buying them? Do you know what I mean? There's like, well, if they've never seen you wear one of them, why do they continue to buy them? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm wondering if it's sort of a situation that they're like, they want the person who owns these Polish shirts to look a certain way. I'm wondering if it's one of those situations, you know, like, you know, when I think of a collared Polish shirt, I think of like some lads at like some fucking, I guess it'd be Oceania down here. I've never been to an Oceania, but
like
just like a chavvy place, you know.
I quite like collared Polish shirts. I think they're all right. I'm the right person.
I think in the right way, yeah. I'm just thinking
the Fred Perry ones, though, you know.
they can be quite preppy, right?
Yeah. I quite like him, actually. I don't mind him.
I mean, Lydia likes Oceana, so...
Oh, well, I mean, I guess, two equals four, so there we go. It goes hand in hand. I've got a mate who has a similar thing where it's like her boyfriend's family once she mentioned that she liked... a franchise or something like that. Let's just say it's, I can't remember now, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right? Mm-hmm. And that they clung to that and now always get her Buffy the Vampire Slayer gifts every birthday, every Christmas. She doesn't want that stuff anymore. Like, it, you know, years have gone by and she just gets all this tat and she doesn't know, because it's not even her family, it's a part, like her boyfriend's family. Yeah. So it's even less of a situation where you can like be honest. So she's just got all this fucking crap and she's like, I really wish they stopped giving this to me. Oh. But I think that's what people tend to do, right? You find something that someone likes, and if you don't know the person that well, you kind of cling to that and you just always get them that thing because it's the easiest thing, because you think, oh, they like this. Like, it's a very typical like mum dad thing to do as well, I think.
I feel like they only... I just think the reality is you're going to break their feelings. You're going to hurt their feelings somehow. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to hurt their feelings way, way more if they ever find that drawer of polo shirts that you have never worn. Do you know what I mean? Or they see you donating them or something. Like, it's way better to just be upfront and just be like, I would really like this now. And if they don't take the fucking hint, be like, I really don't wear these polo shirts. Like, I think you got to drop some fucking... You got to reach out a little bit.
I think there's like a very like sweet, soft way of doing it. Like, it says my family members, so it might be kind of like more distant people that he doesn't talk to as much. But if there's a way of just saying like, oh, I'm trying out this new style. Like, I used to love wearing polo shirts, but I'm really getting into, you know, whatever, I don't know, this style of t-shirt or...
Crop tops are my new thing.
Yeah, exactly. Or whatever. And then maybe send a few examples. Like, I'm really into this kind of stuff now. So don't say that you don't like polo shirts, and say that you did like them, so it doesn't invalidate the money and the time that they spent buying you them, but just make it clear that, oh, my style is changing now and I'm quite into this.
Yeah,
I think there's a nice way of doing it, which is an I don't like this and I haven't liked this, you know.
Yeah, I think you got to play along with the storyline that's going on in their head, mm-hmm. right, which is they currently like this.
Yeah,
definitely. I was just thinking that, like, just let them down gentle, and if they don't take the hint, then fuck them, just keep throwing out your polo shirts.
Just keep trying. At that point, you've just got to just donate them to charity, or give them to mates or whatever. Because if you give them a hint and they still carry on giving them to you, there's not really much else you can do.
Equally, I mean, if they're like, are they a little bit senile? Because in which case, I just wouldn't even bother trying. I'd just be like, this polo shirt's for life now, boy. Like, fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if it's a grandparent, then there's no hope.
It's just a countdown until you're not getting any more polo shirts.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Granny, no.
It's ups and downs, all right?
No more grand, silver
no
lining. More
shirts. No, I was talking about her moving to Florida.
Yes, of
can't
course.
Afford
yes.
The shipping anymore, of course.
Yes, of course.
Fuck's sake.
Have you ever had that, Harry, where someone buys you something which you don't like?
I was trying to think. Like, the thing is, I'm not like a big... I don't love, like, things. Like, I'm not like a massive material... person.
Objection. Like, Pokemon cards.
Ooh, I do like Pokemon cards, but they take zero space. Do you know what I mean? I don't like clutter, I guess. It's like
I'm the same and people keep giving me clutter.
Which is contrary to my office desk, which is completely cluttered. But like my flat is like pretty minimal. Like it's not many things. So like I usually just don't like getting things. So I don't know. I don't usually get a load of gifts. There's no really opportunity for this to happen, I guess. Yeah, I don't think I've had it happen. I've certainly had like the odd weird gift where it's like, that's not that, like you certainly bought this as like a set for like all of the cousins or something. You know what I mean? This is you bought this because one of the cousins maybe likes it, and like eight of us are now receiving it.
Yeah, so, it's like a three for two deal at Boots or whatever.
That's not like a repeat customer that won't go away with the polo shirts.
It's that in the Lynx Africa body.
Oh yes.
Look, I mean, that makes a great flame for our wraps. There's always a use for it.
It does. It's true. It's true. As a spider roaster 5000.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I can't just stop thinking about all the stupid gifts, though. Like when your gran or something knows you like games, so you get like a copy of like, you know, but you're playing like PS2 and she gets you like a Monsters Inc.
That's the
Game Boy. Game Boy Advance.
That's that because that hurts. That actually hurts.
It does hurt.
Because you're like, they tried and they failed.
You can't.
Yeah, my granddad did that, and I played the fuck out of that game, even though I was loving my PS2 at the time. I was like, fuck it, give me my Game Boy.
That's cute.
All right, should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor. And every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hi, guys. This summer, I had a close family bereavement. My friends have been amazing and supported me throughout, and your podcast has also been great at providing me with amusing and sometimes disturbing distractions. During the grieving process, my friends and I think we have a great question for you. Who are the five people you would want to meet in the afterlife? This question is based on a book of the same name. The idea is to think of five people you think had a great impact on your life. They could be famous, nameless, such as a stranger that helped you, or a friend or family member. In the spirit of the question, these are five people you're sharing an eternal dinner party with. Thank you for the content you create. You and all the yogs are a source of great fun in a not so fun world. What a lovely question.
That's very nice. I like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. But thank you. What a great question
Thank you for writing it.
That is a very good question.
What do we reckon? Five. Should we come up with five together?
Should we do five?
The 0 degrees dinner party.
Okay. The 0 degrees dinner party. It's us three and then five people.
Okay.
Is there anyone you're instantly throwing in? I guess they don't have to be currently dead as well, right? This is like in our afterlife.
Yeah.
There's,
so I feel like we could be
anyone.
Dead or alive.
Yeah. So it's someone that's had a great impact on your life. It's not just someone you think's cool, right? It's got to be someone that's been impactful.
I think I should have to instantly put Lewis Brindley in there then.
Oh, I am not having a dinner party for eternity with Lewis.
The first guest is Lewis.
But when we think about it,
I try to die again.
He has had such an impact on all of our lives.
Oh God, we'd have to.
By that, we'd also have to have Simon probably.
Cannot use two of our fucking five dinner guests up on Simon and Lewis.
Oh my God.
We can have anyone, Harry.
A lot of Yorks fans would kill for that. A lot of Yorks fans would be like, probably. You scumbags. I mean, I think we have to have one of them. We gotta have one of them.
Okay.
But you know, I have to throw Sips in here as well.
Oh,
honestly.
I'm not going to this fucking party.
I have to, man.
I'm not. You could have literally any. You could have the fucking anyone in this world, and I'm sitting there with Sips, Lewis,
three,
and
three of our five already taken.
I'm just going to the office.
Okay, great. So let's say, I guess for each
of us, we have two spaces.
All right, let me think of someone.
Well, Lydia, you got to put Tom in. So, so we got one space left. We got a single space. Fuck, would you get Duncan in as well? Because you know,
why not? Fuck it, why not?
Problem solved. It's just five yogs.
Oh God. No, for the rest of our lives. Well,
if we exclude yogs, I feel like we have to exclude yogs.
Okay, we have to exclude yogs. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really tough question, isn't it?
It's a really tough question. I figured it would be easy, but actually I think it's really hard.
I think we have to exclude our parents as well, because then that instantly just takes up like six
close family
places.
Awkwardly
someone's one parent isn't making it.
got Lewis, Simon, and Sips, my mum, and Lydia's mum, and then I was just fucking fuck's sake. Yeah, I think close family and yolks have to be removed.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
All right.
I think what makes this hard is that it's phrased like had a great impact on your life, because suddenly you'd say things like maybe when everyone asks this kind of like question, you think of like, oh, a cool movie star or whatever. But then you're suddenly thinking, wait, are they actually having an impact on my life? Like,
I feel like I know the first one and I don't like it.
Oh, God.
It's Boris Johnson. He's fucked our lives up. He's had a massive, sadly, a massive
I guess a negative impact.
I thought you meant
Can
that
Can we invite
seriously?
Him to the dinner party just to fucking throw food at him and stab him with forks?
Just to fucking be mean. Just to be mean and horrible. Oh. Say everything you've ever felt about him. That man has had a lot of impact on our lives.
Oh, I've got a good one. Oh, sorry. I mean, carry on about Boris Johnson.
No, go ahead. Yeah, he's my input.
Okay, but there's going to be a slight... probably a bit of a translation issue over here. So let's assume that everyone can communicate perfectly. Hideo Kojima.
Yes.
Like, huge
Hideo
impact
Kojima
on my life.
At that table.
Yeah.
I do like the idea that he's there, but we can't. No one
can communicate because we can't speak Japanese.
Okay, my pick is Hideo Kojima's translator.
So we got Boris Johnson. Hideo Kojima's translator.
What a team. I don't want Boris Johnson there, Harry. I'm sorry, but I put my bloody
He's had a massive impact. He may be a massive cunt.
I think it means a positive impact.
Okay, I would... I mean, fuck it. If you guys are getting just a Japanese translator in there, I'll take the founder creator of Pokemon. And we just...
Done.
And we could just, you know, one for two there. Who else?
Okay.
Who else would be up there? I mean, Kanye West. We all been Kanye fans.
We all like him.
Of different times. So I feel
like...
We like
his music and his fashion.
Yeah. Well,
But as a dinner party guest...
I mean, keep it interesting.
It would be fucking wild.
Yeah. And that one's a threefer, because we all like it. So...
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Kanye West, Hideo Kojima. Let's take the translators out. Okay. Yeah. So Hideo Kojima and the creator of Pokemon, who can speak perfect English in this magical fantasy dinner party. We've got two spots
left.
I was also feeling about how like the dinner party is gonna like flow together, because I already feel like I feel like Hideo Kojima and the Pokemon creator will be all right together. Like they'll be able to talk about games, but I feel like Kanye West is this weird. He's got this bubble thing going on the side. We need someone to help connect.
Who's going
to
connect? Who's going to bridge the gap between?
Or at least entertain Kanye when like we don't want to talk to him anymore.
I kind of want to throw like a weird spanner in the works and see like J.R.R. Tolkien or something.
Okay,
you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, get like Lord of the Rings in there.
Yeah,
chat to Kanye about Lord of the Rings.
Nice. That's actually a good shout. All right, so we've got two game creators and a musician and author.
Yeah.
That's a nice little blend. I like that one, Ravs. That's good.
Oh, fuck. We just got to have like Beethoven or something, haven't we? Just like some proper old, like Caesar.
Harry, person. How much has Caesar impacted your life?
Well, Lydia, we wouldn't be here. I mean, I went to a Roman bath when I was a kid, you know. It's cool. That's cool. That was a cool
what
moment.
Are you gonna, what are you gonna
bought
fucking...
an owl sharpening thing for a pencil. Lost it. That was cool.
What are you going to chat to Beethoven about, Harry?
I don't know, but it would be interesting. It would be an interesting moment.
I don't think this... I don't agree that these people... I mean, yes, they have
it's
in
fine,
a way...
It's fine. We can have Boris Johnson. You can just say it if you want to. You can just say, well, you know, you massive impact.
No, Nigel Farage. There's got to be someone else.
We could have that fucking neurologist guy, Sigmund Freud, just be like, yo, mate, what the fuck's going on?
He can finally explain why you've got all these feelings about your mom.
Yeah, come on. Tell us about your mummy. go on. We have to know. This one's just a curiosity pick.
Oh, please.
Why is it so hard to think? It's the whole that they've got to have an impact on your life.
All right, boom, Chris Tarrant. Let's just have Chris Tarrant.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Is he dead?
No, I don't know, are they?
Is he dead?
He shaped my youth. He did, old Chrissy boy.
He's got such like a grimacing smile. It's me, Chrissy. He looks sad.
What about an actor? Is there an actor that we can all say?
I'm surprised there hasn't been an actor.
That's the guy.
I mean, DiCaprio, I would love to have
DiCaprio, but also I get to
He's
have
not
a time
gonna
machine.
He's not going to want to sit that, around a bunch
that,
of old people.
That sends me back 10 or so
to be
years.
24.
So I get a chance.
Come on!
In this dinner party, can I be 23?
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I think I'd rather DiCaprio with Dafoe.
I would have DiCaprio, personally.
But then you might get to see Dafoe's, like, absolutely mammoth dick.
Wow.
Oh, to be honest, Jonah Hill, I think I would rather...
No, fuck Jonah Hill.
I'd rather Jonah Hill over DiCaprio.
No.
He's fucking hilarious.
What about, like, a classic great, like someone like Morgan Freeman or... Ian McKellen.
No, because then I would feel like...
Because also, this dinner party would be fucking insane, Lydia. You've got Morgan Freeman sat next to Kanye West. Just like the creators of Pokemon and Inigashima. Like, what? It doesn't...
This is the best dinner party ever. No one's... It's going to be awkward as fuck. No one's going to say anything. It's going to be silence. Do you think we should go for... Who's our actor? Leonardo DiCaprio? Is that what...
I'm throwing in DiCaprio.
I don't know about DiCaprio.
DiCaprio?
No. You know, I just feel like he's just going to talk about climate change.
Why not
change
just like Shakespeare?
And,
okay, yeah.
Just throw in a little Shakespeare boy. Really
I mean, I don't really know.
I feel like we haven't
but
had
enough
people
But what if he like,
from...
speaks in prose the
yeah,
whole time?
Will,
you know?
It would be so annoying.
No one's gonna, he's
it would
really,
be so annoying.
He's going to piss me off, to be honest. He's going to piss me right off.
I feel like we need someone from like a different era. Do you know what I mean? We need someone... I want someone like to bring some history, to bring because that would be so interesting, wouldn't it? Asking them really what it was like, alive.
Genghis Khan.
Oh,
I mean, technically, he's probably all of our grandparents at some point.
Yeah.
So.
Families excluded then, of course. Yeah.
It has to be someone. Okay, who is a person in history which has had a positive impact on our life?
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. There we go.
Based answer.
Perfect.
Jesus Christ.
We got our team together. So we got Hideo Kojima, the creator of Pokemon, name not known.
I could have Googled it at this point. I haven't.
Jesus,
I can't remember.
The literal Jesus Christ himself, Kanye West, and J.R. Tolkien, whatever his name is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think that's a good... Are we happy with that?
If you're curious, it's Satoshi Tajiri.
There we go.
I didn't know that.
Satoshi. Yeah, okay. Well. That's our little dinner party that we have to be at for the rest of eternity.
I hate it.
I actually kind of hate it. I think it's going
to
be awkward.
I actually kind of love it. You know, I'm just going to be chatting to Kanye and Kojima the whole time. It's going to be
saying that. Yeah, sometimes I get landed with like Tolkien. It's like, yeah, I didn't read the books. I only watched the movie.
That's true, actually. I like the movies a lot. Maybe we should swap it with Peter Jackson.
I don't hate that.
All right, we'll get Peter Jackson instead.
Yeah, Peter Jackson would be good.
Yeah.
He seemed like he'd be fun. He'd be a good time.
He'd be a giggle.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Right. I feel like people should send in their five.
Yeah.
I want to see.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, leave a comment on the YouTube or reply on Twitter or something. Send us in what your five are. I want to see. I feel like we've done all right, but I feel like someone will have an amazing five out there.
Yeah.
I'm curious if we're at any of their tables.
Oh
my God. We're not going to be at anyone's bloody table.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's like, some people were born, like, it blows my mind, after the year 2000, and like, we've probably impacted their life.
What? Nah.
Possibly.
Nah.
It's a real possibility. Someone just listened to the Cum Pizza episode and was like, damn, I just loved the way they talked about that glaze.
Oh,
fuck's sake.
Also, I know that Simon's going to listen to this. Simon, I'd love to sit at a table with you for eternity. Nothing would make me happy.
Simon's going to be so pissed that I said Lewis instead of him. He's going to be so mad. I just bait him a little bit. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
All right, let's do next question.
Hello, 0 degrees. I've been alive for 26 years, and in all that time, I've never been on a flight to anywhere. A fact that no one I speak to can believe. Next year, I'm throwing myself in at the deep end, and I'm taking a 12-hour flight to Japan for a dream holiday. What are your tips for someone taking their first ever long-haul flight? Thanks. Side question, ever been to Japan?
I'm actually curious about this too, because I've never had a long-haul flight. Most I've done is like 4 hours. So.
Oh, really?
Yep, never been to Japan, would love to go, so I'm curious from you two.
Yeah, I've never been to Japan.
Me neither, none of us.
What were you, Lids?
No, I'd love to go, it's up there, it's top on the list, but no.
It's just what were you going to say, Lids?
I was going to say, I feel like this question resonates with me, because I didn't go on my first flight until I was like 21 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because growing up, we never had abroad holidays, never went abroad, and then when I was a teenager, I kind of just developed, because it got so late, by the time I was like 18, 19 and could maybe like afford to do it, I was really scared of the idea of doing it. Like, it just freaked me out because I'd never been on it. And then I went on a flight when I was 22, and I feel like I shouldn't go too far into it because this is meant to be positive for this question, and I had a very negative experience. But
I think that's fine to talk about. I think that's... The thing is, you fly now, right?
Like, yeah, it has a happy ending. But to be fair, it wasn't the flight's fault. I was sick. So I had a cold before I went on the flight. Mm-hmm. And as the flight went, like, was landing, it descended very quickly. And something in my sinuses, like, burst. Like, popped. God. And then
like pressure change.
And blood started streaming from my face. And I was in the worst pain. I was like screaming in agony, which was really embarrassing because there were a bunch of these guys.
Really embarrassing. Embarrassing is like the last thing that I was thinking about. I was like, the pain. Oh my God.
Like, that was bad as well, but there were a bunch of Benidorm lads sitting in front of us, and they were like, because I was like 20, whatever. They were all like, we were going with my girl mates, and we were all having a big flirt or whatever. And then out of nowhere, I just start screaming and blood starts pouring out my face. And I think they were all absolutely fucking horrified, and it just really, really stopped the atmosphere of a flirty banty flight. But yeah, so that was horrible. And obviously, because I'd been scared to fly beforehand, because I don't like heights, so I was scared of the idea of going very high up in the air. After that, I just developed an intense fear of flying. Like, absolutely would have nightmares every week about flying. I would, like, get scared if I saw planes in the sky. Like, phobia. I had to do a fear of flying course with the BA, which was... expensive, but it worked. It really helped me. It's like
they just put you in a chair and like shake you a bit, like, calm down, Lydia, calm down.
And they slapped me and poured water over me. Basically, it's like a day-long thing. It's split into three parts. The first part is like learning how a plane works and why it doesn't just fall out of the sky, which was really, really helpful for me. The second bit was more like a kind of therapy, like how to deal with the anxiety, how to manage it. And then the third part was going up in a flight around London. And I wasn't.
I've never heard of this. That's so interesting.
Yeah,
it's really cool. They're quite expensive. They're like a few hundred quid. They're not cheap. But at that point, I was desperate because I just couldn't. I couldn't go anywhere, and I really wanted to. So I did this course and it helped me so much. And after that, I've been to New Zealand, like the longest flight you can do from here. And I've been to America a few times, and I still don't like flying. I still get nervous and I still get scared when there's turbulence. And I get anxious about it, but I can do it. Like, it helped me so much. But I realized I've gone off a tangent here. The person here isn't scared of flying, more just that they haven't done it. But I really resonate because I didn't fly until I was quite old, much older as well.
I think it's quite normal. I'm surprised that no one believes them. I know quite a few people who, you know, hadn't flown until they were 20s or something.
Yeah, because everyone does abroad holidays with their family growing up, and then you have to be able to afford it as an adult. So it's not out of the realms of possibility to not fly until you're in your 20s or even older.
Tips for long haul flights specifically. I mean, that is a crazy first time flight. Like, I think. Like, first question has to be, how tall are you? For me, the difference between flying as a kid when I was not this tall and flying as an adult now I am this tall is drastically different.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's considerably more uncomfortable. Like, we're all over 6 foot. Flying as someone who's over 6 foot is just a more painful experience in every way. Mm-hmm. It's just not as comfortable. So you need to, like...
Extra legroom is a must. I even do it on an hour flight. I get extra legroom. I hate that. It's so annoying.
But even if you can't, even if you're, you can't afford to get the extra legroom or you can't find a seat, there are some seats that are better, especially on long-haul flights. Usually ones near the front, near the toilets or something, have extra room.
Emergency exit seats, whatever they're called. They've got more legroom.
But I mean, that's, like, the first thing to consider, really. Mm. And then, like, being proactive on the plane, standing up and walking around, like, it's perfectly acceptable. I think my grandma still does it. She goes to the back and does like aerobics and stuff. Aww. Whenever she goes.
I love that. Like, I love that.
I get up and stretch your legs. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the time it's very safe and fine, when the seatbelt signs off for the majority of the flight, to get up and walk around. Especially if you've got long legs and you're in a bit of a tight seat, that's a really good way of, like, not just experiencing excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like, I find the best, my brain goes into like almost like the same state it goes into, like, when I go to like the doctors, when I go on a plane, where I'm just like, this is just a thing I'm doing in my life that I'm just going to experience, and I just, boop, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I feel like I don't experience being on a plane. I just kind of like go into like AFK mode. And just like watch a movie or listen to a podcast or just like look around or whatever. I feel like I go like almost zen. Mm. I think that's a really helpful space to get into when you're especially doing a really fucking long flight, because there's no point trying to think about and count down the hours or something, because it would just make it feel so much longer. Like, banging through podcasts is a really great way to do it. You won't notice the time's going.
Yeah, it's so easy. I've never been on a one that has a movie, but I guess I will be, because we're going to TwitchCon San Diego. It's going to be my first ever, like, was it 12-hour flight or something?
It's 10 or 11, I believe. I can't... Well, yeah, it's going to be different, because we're going via... Yeah. But yeah, it will be long.
Certainly the longest flight I've ever been on. I'm just like, I need like a ton of podcasts and movies, and I'm just going to get extra legroom if I can, and just try ride it out, maybe try and sleep.
It depends on the time you're flying,
We're
going to assume they're flying from America for the 12-hour flight to Japan, which means you're flying against the time, so time's not really moving. No, you're flying.
Yeah.
Yes, the flight there, you're flying against the time, right?
Certainly take into account what time you land in the other country. Try sleep on the plane if you can, but like, so take into account
best practice is basically the moment you step onto that plane, you pretend you are in the time zone of the other country. So begin eating, sleeping, and doing as if you were in that country, because otherwise you're just going to be fucked up if you just stay awake and it's all of the night or whatever. But like, eating food is also a really good way to like tell your body what time of day it is as well. That's why planes usually will serve, depending on what the food is for where you're going, or they'll try and speed run it up to it. I don't know. I think it's quite a fun experience being in a plane for 12 hours. It's kind of surreal, but I wouldn't say it's anything nervous making.
Yeah. And like, it's obviously like shorter flights are better because it's over quicker and it's not very comfortable being squished in a seat. However, there is something kind of novel about a long flight, because you do get movies, and it will be all the new movies that are on the cinema at the moment, and like a ton of other stuff. And you know, you do get like food served to you, and it is like a kind of a novel experience.
It is.
And you can also say to yourself, like, especially if it's, you know, maybe work is stressful or you feel like you're always being bothered by emails or whatever, that is like 12 hours where no one can contact you. And you can listen to all your podcasts. You can play your Switch. You can watch movies. And there is nothing else you can be doing. Like, you can't be, like, fuck work. Fuck any of your responsibilities. Yeah, yeah. That is 12 hours to consume media that you enjoy and not feel guilty about it, because that's all you can do in those 12 hours. So the only bad bit is that actually it does get uncomfortable. And if you're like me, I can't sleep on planes at all. Like, I can't sleep sitting up. I physically just cannot. So you, if you do, depending when the flight is, you start to get tired and you're just like getting angsty and you're like, oh, I just want to get off this flight. But just have a few movies lined up, and before you know it, that's most of the time done. Like, you know, your average movie now is a couple of hours. If you watch three or four movies, that's a big chunk of the time gone.
With eating some food and stuff in between, like, done. Like, that's the flight done.
You're basically there. A couple of podcasts, boom, you're landing. Like,
I would say it's certainly better to try and do something and make the time feel worth it.
Yeah.
Because I always, in my brain, I always just think, oh, I'm just going to waste, you know, am I wasting 15 hours traveling or whatever? But you can make that time not wasted.
Yeah, like, think of it.
You can do stuff while you're there.
Maybe there's like a series that you've wanted to watch for ages. Like, download it onto your, if you've got like a laptop or an iPad, and watch the entire series in one sitting. Mm-hmm. Like, binge it without guilt, because there's nothing else you can be doing in that time. So like, set up something really fun that's for you to do that you've wanted to do for ages, and use that as time to enjoy it without feeling guilty.
Yeah.
And like Harry said, get up and walk around when you can, because it does get uncomfortable sitting down in a squished up seat for a long time. But other than that,
certainly wear comfortable as well. Like, wear some sweatpants or something. Like, wear a comfy hoodie or just a t-shirt, depending on how hot it is, I guess.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, just chill.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to be sitting wearing like jeans. Like tight jeans or anything. Yeah. It's like
just... I travel back from Turkey in my red swim shorts. I just couldn't be fucked. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go back in flip flops and swimmies.
I love it. So you landed in Bristol with like,
just a fucking red swim shorts on. Which I would say I wouldn't advise. I don't mind the cold a little bit, but airplanes do actually get quite cold.
Yeah, they do.
So do like bring a hoodie. And probably wear not swim shorts.
Yeah.
Even shorts. Like, you probably want to wear, like, not tight trousers, but like some jogging bombs or something.
Yeah. Jogging bombs, a t-shirt, maybe like a zip-up hoodie that you can take on and off. Yeah. I'd like wear really comfy shoes, and also have like a big bottle of water. Like, you get really dehydrated on the plane. Like, get really thirsty, because it's just like that regurgitated air going around. So you do get really thirsty. Obviously you need to buy that in the airport though, because they won't let you take that through security.
Take an empty water bottle and you can fill it up.
You can fill up in the actual airport. That's a good point, actually. This person's actually, I guess, not been in an airport before.
Yeah, yeah. Like, airports are expensive. They are really expensive. It's a captive audience, so it's just everything's expensive, and buying stuff on the plane is, again, expensive. Like, it's a cost of doing it.
Yeah.
So I'd say always bring a water bottle that you can fill up if you can.
Yeah, 100%. That's really good advice.
Like, you save loads of money doing that.
Yeah.
We went to one of the places in Bristol on the way to Scotland, and like, it was like £11 for a mimosa and like £16 for like the worst salmon on toast I've ever had.
It's so fucking bullshit. A rip-off, isn't it? It's absolutely so bad. Rinse you.
Yeah, they rinse you because they know you're there and you have to wait.
You've got no other option.
And you're going to pay it.
Yeah. Like, there's that, they can do it because there's no other choice. If you're hungry, so, like, what else?
Yeah, plan for things like that, for sure.
But yeah, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Good luck. I'm sure
you have a great
time
in Japan. That's very cool.
I've never been, but I'd love to go.
Me too.
I should probably go when it opens back up for tourism.
Yeah, they must be going on a guided tour, right? Because that's all it's open for at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, well, no, the guided tour is, like, super failed.
Oh, really?
I heard, like, that people are just not into them. Like, they want to... Yeah, so I don't think it's doing well. So I think Japan must be close to reconsidering and opening up proper.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, I'd love to go over there. It is so far. It's, like, it's far... Far, far from, I think it's like a 14-hour flight, is it, from us? I can't remember.
Maybe this probably person something like that. Is from the UK. 12-hour flight, depending on where they're going to Japan, could be from the UK.
The trouble is, one hour... Wait, non-stop from Bristol to Tokyo?
There's no non-stop from Bristol.
There can't be.
No, it's from the UK, sorry. Magic Kingdom.
It has to be London.
Look. There must be non-stops, right?
Yeah, from depending on where you're going. Like Tokyo, they'll do a non-stop.
Yeah, non-stop is a 14-hour flight.
Whew.
Okay.
It's fucking so long. Or you do it with one or two stops and it's like 20 hours of traveling.
Yeah.
That's just like insane.
Oof.
When I did New Zealand, it was a 12-hour flight with an hour stopover, which was just literally getting off one plane and getting onto the other, and then a 14-hour flight.
Oh.
It was...
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, wow.
Really fucking 20, long.
20... There are flights for 50 hours.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
It was genuinely horrific. I thought like I was going crazy because you get
That's
one
mental.
Massive flight out of the way and then you get onto an even longer one. It's pretty intense. If I did it when I go again, I'd do a stopover because it's just too much to in one go.
I know the guy's a massive knob, but that fucking Elon Musk thing he wants to do, the rocket travel thing.
What's that?
It was amazing. Have you not... Elon Musk... Rocket travel Earth. He proposed a way, a SpaceX Starship, it's Earth to Earth travel, where you'll be able to take off from like London and get to like Tokyo in like an hour or something like
what
that.
What the fuck? How expensive is it going to be?
I don't know, but I remember seeing a video that he put up and I was like, oh, this looks amazing.
Who the fuck can ever afford to do it though?
Let me link you in the chat. It's on SpaceX's official channel. I don't know. Apparently it's supposed to be commercially available.
I mean, I don't trust much that he says, but let me see.
It's
a two-minute video.
I remember this. This is old, isn't it?
Yeah, 2017. This was like teased.
Long distance trip, less than 30 minutes, anywhere on Earth in under an hour. I mean, that would, if it ever comes to light, an hour against New Zealand would be fucking
that
insane.
That would be insane, wouldn't it? Like, it's something I hope that we experience in our lifetime.
But I don't think in our lifetime, no fucking way. I mean, this is the man that said by 2020 that we'd be living on Mars, or whatever it was that he said. Like, you know, I think he has very grand aspirations that aren't realistic.
Yeah. Also, I mean, God, it's already expensive enough to fly a fucking plane. How expensive is that going to be? Like,
can you imagine how much that would cost?
$2,000 to New Zealand, like...
I mean, it already is almost $2,000. Well, actually, it depends. I reckon it'd be more than that. I think it'd be like five. Well, I think it'd be insane. If it's an hour with a fucking rocket ship, it would be so expensive. And also, we used to have really fast travel and they got rid of it. The old Concorde. Not as fast as that, obviously, but...
Supersonic flight,
and they didn't, you know.
Come on, bring it back. Bring back the Concorde.
Bring it back. But didn't it have like a horrific crash, and then and then they were like,
Yeah, but it had a cool like nose. It had the scoop nose.
It had like a paper airplane nose, you know.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like
cute.
It's just going wee all the way to New York. Wasn't it like England to New York in like 3 hours or something insane?
I can't remember.
I want to Google.
Yeah, what was it?
Concorde. Or was it Paris to New York?
It was Air France. Yeah, it must have been Paris.
Concorde's fastest transatlantic crossing was New York to London in 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is insanely
two
fast.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Bring them back, honestly. Bring them back.
Yeah, that's quick enough that you don't need to fucking go into space. That is so... 2 hours to get to New York. It's like a 6 hour flight, 5 hour flight.
Yeah. That's huge. So all Concorde flights were grounded for over a year after the incident. So that's when the one crashed. Citing rising operating costs and reduced ticket sales, British Airways retired its Concorde fleet in 2003. And so basically after the crash, they just couldn't, you know, couldn't keep the business going. And it all just got halted.
Fucking crazy.
We need to move on from the Boeing 747, honestly. Like, I'm fed up with those planes. Give us the fancy supersonic ones.
I mean, boys.
We'll be going on Airbus, don't we? Oh, the Dreamliner. The Dreamliner is the one that's really good to go on. Dreamliner is really fucking nice.
Have you guys been on a plane which has stairs? Like, it's two floors.
No.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
yes.
They're weird. Like, walking up the stairs. It's like, this is like a house. How is this? It scared me because I was like, how the fuck is this going to fly? This is a gigantic house. Yeah. It's too heavy. It's not,
and
it doesn't
have,
make sense.
They have like the beluga head bump in the front.
Like
the
blobby bit. Freak me out. like, even though the big flight scared me, the flight that scared me the most is going, I went on a propeller plane, and that just freaked me the fuck out. Yeah. Like, in between the New Zealand islands, North and South Island, went on, like, a little tiny plane with a propeller.
I don't like that.
I was shitting it. I hated it. I absolutely fucking hated it. And on the way back, the turbulence was so bad, because obviously the smaller the plane, the more you feel the turbulence. Like, my magazine went flying out of my hand, and I was just, like, crying. Like, it was, I hate going on small planes. Absolutely. The bigger the plane, the better the plane.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I'm good on that. I think I'll
In the vein of this, though, like, speaking of those, like, deceptively big Airbuses, like, we were driving around Scotland, like, Duncan had the hire car, and there was a bus in front of us, and he was like, Ravs, look at the space between me and you sitting in the front seats here. And then thinking about that bus has a corridor you can walk down, and two seats on either side that go all the way down the rows, and it's taking up the same amount of space as us on the motorway. I was like, help, my brain can't comprehend how the bus, which might be a tiny bit wider, has so much more space inside of it. How
was it taking up the same amount of space? What were you driving?
We were in this,
it would take up a fair bit more wide if buses are wider than cars, but like, yeah, they're pretty efficient, aren't they?
It's very efficient. Like, almost like the buses must be like paper thin.
Yeah.
God, that's boring, isn't it? Yeah.
Like paper thin buses.
Ooh, it's a can of sardines ready to go squish.
should we wrap there? I think
that's it's a good point.
Yeah,
it's a good point. And for next week's episode, we've got some great questions waiting. So.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff on the horizon.
Thank you for listening to 0 Degrees. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A bit more chill, not so much sexual deviance.
Exactly. We only mentioned cum pizza a few times, you know.
Yeah.
Some nice questions. Yeah. Thank you for sending them in. Continue to keep sending them in.
Yeah. Some really high quality questions have been sent in recently, so loving it. Keep them coming. And if you want to send in your questions, you can use the link in the podcast description, or on the YouTube video description, or on our Twitters, or you can go to yogcar.st/zd or pickaxe.uk/0degrees. Lots of different ways to find the form. It's out there. And make sure to give us a rating, give us a little like, a comment, a little review on Spotify or Apple. Lots
like,
of reviews,
like YouTubers. Like YouTubers, rate and review, it really helps us out.
Come
guys
on,
make sure
man.
You
it really helps.
Come on, smash
that click button.
Smash that bell.
I mean, I go and find all the Twitter replies and the comments and Reddit and stuff, so we
same.
Read them all. Mm-hmm. We read them all.
I peep the Discords. I'm like, oh, people what talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
What I love feedback.
Yeah,
me
it's
too,
nice.
Me too.
It feels like it's part of a conversation, so I like
We got a tweet the other night, Harry, when we were at the pub. You just come back from Turkey, I just come back from Scotland, and someone's like, listening to 0 Degrees at the pub, and Ravs and Harry and Yogg showed up. I was like, what?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was the other night. They didn't take a picture. Like, come on, you're supposed to take a picture. Come on, guys. But they were just like, I'm listening to the podcast at the pub, and you guys showed up. I'm like, okay. And they didn't even say hello to us. Unbelievable.
That's fucked
unbelievable.
Up.
That's cool, though.
I know.
I like that. I like that a lot. A little 0 degree-er in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to spot him yet.
we need our tiny penis thing. We'll
figure
that
God,
out.
Oh, God, no.
We'll figure
please
that
don't
out.
Say that to me. Please don't come up to me and say we have a tiny penis.
I have 0 degrees. No. I think it's probably the probably the statement. Anyway, we'll catch you all next week. Have a lovely one. See you later. Peace.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.